Morning, it's 8:45.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
Joining us here for the Newsmaker 3, we have Emporia State Choral Director Josh Donaldson, which does mean I think we've got at least one opportunity, one choir concert, which is coming up here that we want to talk about.
Yeah, in less than a handful of days, early next week. Josh, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Josh.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for having me. I'm doing well.
Glad to hear that. Of course, Josh, as Chuck mentioned, the director of choral activities at Emporia State University. Well, you have a concert coming up. First, give us the when and where, Josh.
Yeah, so it's going to be on Monday, October 17th, and it's going to be held at First Congregational Church here in Emporia, and it's going to start at 7:30. Doors will open at 7 p.m.
Okay, what can folks expect to hear with the concert coming up on Monday?
So this is my favorite time of year, and I usually like to do themed concerts for the Halloween / fall time. And this year we're featuring two works. One is called A Silence Haunts Me, and what it is, it's by a composer named Jake Runestad, and he has taken Beethoven's Heiligenstadt Testament, which is a letter that he penned to his brothers. It's part like medical history that talks about him going deaf and realizing it, as well as like his last will and testament, part suicide note, and it's really just going through the despair he feels of going deaf, because that's his, you know, prized sense, is his hearing. And this composer has just so amazingly written and taken that text and put it into music, and so it's a pretty heavy piece. It's pretty dark at times. There's messages of hope throughout it, and so that's going to be one of our featured pieces. The other one that we're super excited about is called The Cry of Jeremiah, which takes the book of Jeremiah and his journey through all of these emotional states, and it's all set to music, underscored by the organ. So I'm really excited to feature the organ. It's one of my favorite instruments. And it's four movements. It's gospel-inspired. There's some blues in there as well. And let's see. That's the primary music that we're focusing on. And all of our choirs are performing. We have the chorale. We have our chamber singers and then our a cappella choir as well. So we're just super excited to present this concert. I always tell my students I'm excited about every concert, and always tell them, this is my favorite program we've done yet. And it's probably because I'm biased, because I'm the one choosing the music. But I really am. This is actually one of the programs I'm most excited for. It's just truly spectacular music.
That was going to be my next question, is what has you excited? But I guess I'll spin off of that and ask you, what type of a really educational opportunity does a concert like this provide for the choirs that are involved?
Yeah, so that's a great question. So we'll start with The Cry of Jeremiah is really important in the choral canon, because the composer, she's a Black composer. She is very prominent in the choral composition world right now. And she's also teaching at a university as the director of choral activities. And that work specifically is really important for students to be aware of and to have a chance to perform, because so often in choral programs, when we think of Black composers or African-American composers, the typical answer is, let's do a spiritual. People love spirituals. And so a lot of times our Black and African-American composers get kind of tokenized to just that genre of music. And this is a work that is composed in the classical way, in the classical realm. And it's just like something that you would hear, you know, Bach or Mozart or Haydn composing. And it is just really, really important for people to understand that Black composers do more than just write spirituals for us. So that one specifically is really important for my students. And then the other thing, I'll circle back to actually Silence Haunts Me. A lot of times with our choral compositions, you know, what makes choir concerts so special is that we have text. And so the audience can follow along. It's not like an instrumental concert or an orchestra concert where, you know, there's themes and you just kind of have to imagine what's happening. With choral music, it's very explicitly telling you what's happening with our text. And it's a way for our students to also process emotions and kind of tap in to see how they can relate to Beethoven, or even relate to the composer, because of course the composer hasn't set this letter, you know, verbatim. He's taken some artistic liberties, but overall, it's a really good opportunity for our students to, again, tap into their emotions. It is a very dramatic work and performative work, as our audience will see. It runs about 12 minutes long, I think, and it's just how it ends is truly just spectacular and moving, and it's just really important for our students to be able to, again, access those emotions and figure out how they can relate to the music that they're doing.
Well, we can feel your passion, you know, for our students and your works that you'll be performing coming up on Monday night. So, again, give us the when, where, and is there any admission charge, Josh?
Yeah, so it's going to be, again, at First Congregational Church on Monday, October 17th, starting at 7:30 p.m. Doors will open at 7 p.m. And then general admission is $5, and students and senior citizens can get in for $4, and then children 12 and under are free.
Josh, great job. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Josh.
You as well. Thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.
Yeah, Emporia State Choral Director. He's the Director of Choral Activities at Emporia State, Dr. Josh Donaldson. Monday night, First Congregational Church. Doors open at 7 there. It'll be a good show.
Yeah, sounds like going to be great. Don't forget, we got History Center Director Greg Jordan coming up here next on KVOE.
KVOE 852.
Get the latest 5G devices at Next Tech Wireless. Now you can get the iPhone 14 Pro and the Samsung Galaxy S22 Plus on us, or up to $999 off any other device.